Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in to our Wednesday, June 4th edition of the second half of Sports Talk. Steve Geller with Charlie Long. Plenty to get to in the next 2 hours. After the first break, Nick Friedell, NBA Odyssey Insider, will join us to break down the playoffs. 7 o'clock hour, Jeff Nowak, St. Sideline Reporter, will be talking OTAs in the upcoming mandatory minicamp. And then also 7:30, Glenn West, senior writer at go247.com. Of course, talking Tigers, LSU baseball, getting ready for that super regional action against West Virginia. Charlie, coming into the show, I was talking to you about, oh man, on the Twitter, you know, social media platforms, you're seeing all these hype videos from OTAs of quarterbacks like Cam Moore, Shedeur Sanders, and people are overreacting to it. And then I didn't even really finish a breath, and I was like, oh my goodness, the Saints just put out a video for today. Look at this throw from Tyler Shuck to Rashid Shaheed. I don't know. I guess you want to get excited over seeing stuff from your fans. You get that fan reaction out of things. But man, oh man, Spencer Rattler had a nice connection to Chris Olave. Tyler Shuck, a big pass down the field to Rashid Shaheed on Saints Twitter. And I don't know. I guess I fall prey to it as well, the fact that, you know, you see this right now, and we know there's no pads, there's no pass rush, and yet it's still football, and you get giddy.
So I saw the tweet that you had retweeted as well with Bart Simpson writing on the chalkboard.
Yes.
I will not overreact
to OTAs. I try.
I will not overreact to OTAs. I will not overreact to overreact. Yeah, listen, Steve. I mean, you can make all these great throws in OTAs practice, and just it's pajamas and slippers. You can't really overreact to it. And we can take some things from it. We can take notes. Bobby's going to come on tomorrow and break all of his notes down. But just don't react to all these clips that you see on social media, because I know a lot of fans will. And, you know, it's already starting, as you kind of mentioned, with the Cleveland Browns, Shedeur Sanders. Oh, he's making all these crazy throws.
All these teams are going to regret.
Yeah, right. I think it's always kind of ridiculous. But, yeah. People can be excited at this time of the season, so I'm not going to bash them too bad for it.
No, I was bashing it, and then, like I said, it, not even that I finish a breath, and I'm like, oh, the Saints posted this video of Tyler Shuck.
Right.
Speaking of Saints quarterbacks, though, the Front Office Sports just put out an article. They interviewed former Saint Derek Carr, whose official retirement became finalized yesterday. They asked him about his situation. Derek Carr saying his decision to end his playing career and walk away from the huge paycheck because he just didn't want to take the Saints' money. According to Front Office Sports, he said, that was tough because I didn't want to have the surgery and sit there, and it sounds crazy, but just take the Saints' money. The four-time Pro Bowler sustained a severe injury last season that jeopardized his future. He said, I wouldn't have been able to play if I had surgery, and if I tried to play with it, wasn't near 100%, and so that doesn't help them either. I just felt like it was the right thing to do for myself and for the team. I never played for the money. I had a whole bunch of people tell me how crazy I was, and man, I would never do that. That's all cool, but I've gained all these things that the world has to offer, and it doesn't really do anything for your heart. I knew my heart was at peace, and that's really all that mattered. Well, thank you, Derek Carr, for finding it in your heart to save the Saints $30 million and retiring from football.
Yeah, and this article is actually really good, Steve. I looked a little bit through it. You know, asking him about potentially coming back and making a return to football. And he said, as of now, he's retired and he's staying retired, and that he might even potentially get into media. And just
I saw that too. We might see him on the NFL Network very soon with his brother.
Follow his brother's footsteps into sports media. And because he said it's like easy to talk about football for him. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. The article in Front Office Sports, for anyone that's interested, is very, very good, titled "Derek Carr Didn't Want to Just Take the Saints' Money." Go take a look at it. A lot of interesting stuff there from Mr. Carr and his reasoning for hanging up his cleats. And despite all the buzz, him saying and reaffirming that it's quote unquote for good.
Yeah, just unfortunate for him with the injury sustained, re-injuring a shoulder issue that he had. And just that the surgery would have kept him on the shelf this entire season. And we've talked about it. He definitely did do a solid in the end for the black and gold in deciding to hang him up and not just sit there on the injured reserve list or physically unable to perform to collect that check. Because I don't know if, you know, WWL had done that for me and something happened, I think I'd be enjoying whatever contract I earned.
Yeah, exactly. And so we'll see what's next for Derek Carr. And if he actually does stay committed to retirement, you know, everything that he keeps saying is that he's going to, but you never really know. But at the same time, we can affirm to folks that he has, in fact, played his last snaps with the black and gold.
One thing today, you know, talking about quarterbacks being retired, what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers? The saga with him, is he going to end up playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Was interesting that Pittsburgh put out their training camp schedule today. They begin on July 24th. And a lot of speculation there. Will Derek Carr be there? I mean, not Derek Carr. Will Aaron Rodgers be there for the opening of Steelers training camp?
I think I said it a couple weeks ago, but Aaron Rodgers is a weird guy.
He plays by his own clock.
Like, he's going to decide when he wants to do things.
But you can be a weird guy when you're talented.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't exactly know what's the timeline for that is going to be, because you would have figured that he would have decided, hey, if I want to play football this year, signing on with the Steelers, it would have happened by now. And we're sitting in early June and still there's nothing. So, you know, we'll just have to see what happens there, Steve. I'm not expecting anything in the immediate future, maybe within the next month or so, but within the next week, you know, I'm expecting this saga to still go on. I would hate to be doing sports talk in Pittsburgh right now, because it just feels like he's kind of leading them along a little bit.
Right.
And we'll see if he actually ends up signing there.
The question, too, is with Pittsburgh, are they really going to roll into the season with Mason Rudolph as their QB1?
You would imagine no. but who really knows at this point?
I know they drafted Will Howard and a lot of, you know, excitement, sure, from the Steelers fan base about a rookie quarterback, but I don't think he's going to be your guy week one of the season.
Yeah, they took him in like the sixth round,
right? Right, exactly.
I mean, how often do sixth round rookie picks start right off the bat in week one? For a Pittsburgh Steelers team that's got a really good defense, but kind of an aging roster as well, I don't think that would be the play at all.
They make a move for like a Kirk Cousins? Has been a lot of buzz.
Yes, that would potentially
make sense.
I think you sent me the Kirk Cousins betting odds earlier, like if he gets cut or if he gets moved at some point,
right?
Where would he potentially end up? I think Pittsburgh is very, very high, if not even potentially the leader on that list.
I would agree.
So, you know, it's a weird quarterback room with the Steelers right now, and you can just see them adding a veteran at some point, whether that be Rodgers whenever he decides, oh, I want to play football in 2025. If that's even the case, or if it's the Kirk Cousins situation, because obviously the Falcons have committed themselves to the young guy in Michael Penix.
We got one more day, folks, till the NBA Finals tips off. Indiana Pacers are taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder, who have just been on a tear this entire season and into the postseason. Will it continue? We'll get into all that with Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell after the break. Also talk a little Pelicans action as well with him. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long gearing up for the final Saints OTA session tomorrow. Then they've wrapped up their voluntary workouts just like that. Bing, bang, boom, 3 weeks in the books for the Black and Gold. Next week, we'll begin mandatory minicamp. We will bring you all that action with the Cajun Cannon tomorrow on Sports Talk 4 to 8. Get his practice notes. Also, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, will dive deep in with us to see what his impressions were from the three sessions that we got to witness from the voluntary workouts. What we're going to do is take a quick step away right now again, come back, hook up with Nick Friedel, who's now ready for us. So taking that break, we'll be back with more. Stay tuned for some NBA action with Odyssey insider Nick Friedel right after this on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. On the line with us, Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Nick, thanks so much for joining us on the eve of the NBA Finals tipping off. How you been doing, man?
It is always great to be with you guys. I am good. I just cannot believe that the Knicks did what they did. And I know we'll get into it, but 24 hours later, my phone is still bouncing off all kinds of texts, and I cannot believe that that is the decision that they came to.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up because that's where I was going to go first off with you because, you know, there's not many things anymore, I feel like, in the NBA that shock you. But this was definitely one of those surprises that was it seemed to come out of nowhere. And just curious, has there anything been leaked out more yet out to anything? What could have led to this with Thibodeau getting axed from the Knicks? Is it this, you know, Dolan's doing right now? Is he trying to bring in some big sexy name for the Knicks? Or and what are they going to do with this roster?
That is the part that I just don't understand, because they have created a roster minus Carl Anthony Towns that is full of Tom Thibodeau players that are wired just like he is, that believe that the only way to win and to improve is by working harder. He's got guys on that roster that trust him, and he trusts them for the most part. So my point, even as we're trying to process what's going to happen next, is you built a roster around a coach and around his personality with guys that fit his personality and fit what he wants to do. So who are you going to bring in that's going to do better than that guy did, because you brought guys in that are wired just like he is? As far as who's making the final call, you always lean towards ownership, and in this case, James Dolan. But the more stuff that has popped out, it feels like Leon Rose did feel like he needed to make a move, which is very interesting because of how tight the relationship goes back with Tibbs and Leon Rose for years and years and years. As far as what they do next, to me, the only guy who you could bring in who you feel like has won at a very high level and has the personality to handle New York City day-to-day would be Michael Malone. But is that more of a Tibbs-level personality who's going to be all over guys to work harder? And it always feels like teams, and I lived this certainly in Chicago and to a much lesser extent in Minnesota, feel like they reach a time limit on how much you can handle the Tibbs personality. I just, having watched all these things happen through the years, would wish any Knicks fan who's saying, oh, we need to make a change, this is the right move, good luck. Because you had the guy who had that team wired as best as he felt he could. And if you're trying to bring in somebody who's going to bring more out of that group, good luck. He knows how to coach. He knows how to get these teams to play up to their capability. I don't see somebody, whomever it may be, coming in and doing better than what Tom Thibodeau just did.
I just echo everything. I mean, Nick, we talked a little bit off air about it, but I saw the tweet that, and you know this, covering him back in Chicago, that five-year run he had with the Bulls, 255 and 139, in those five seasons. He loses in the Eastern Conference semifinals in 2015, and then they fire him. And then the number is that they've only won three playoff games in the decade since moving on from Tom Thibodeau. Oof. And it's just, the lesson is, the grass isn't always greener. And for the folks that think, oh, they reached their ceiling with Thibodeau, and that his style of play and playing his starters 40 minutes a game in the postseason, that they just run out of gas by a certain point in the playoffs, I think that's more of an indictment, and I brought this up yesterday, on the Knicks front office and not building a bench. They have six players, maybe seven if you count Deuce McBride, that can play meaningful playoff minutes for this team. Of course Thibodeau was going to use those six guys. And, you know, you shake up the lineup a little bit, moving Josh Hart to the bench and starting Mitchell Robinson. But, I mean, he didn't have much else to work with. We're talking about Landry Shamet minutes in the postseason in 2025. That's on the front office. That's not on Thibodeau.
Charlie, I couldn't agree with you anymore. I'd throw another name at you, Campaign.
Right.
In the postseason in 2025, it's just insane. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard through the years all the Bulls people say, oh, well, the players were sick of him, and things just had to end. Maybe so. And I can tell you, having lived that Bulls experience, the divorce had to happen. It had gotten bad on both sides. And I think Tibbs deserves the anger and frustration, certainly from the front office, that came his way. And the front office deserves plenty of blame for the way things were handled. But it just had frayed to a point of seemingly no return in that situation. I did not get that sense, talking to people around the league and watching the Knicks, who just got to the conference finals for, you know, the first time in 25 years, in how that group was playing for him at the end. So this is absolutely one of those cases in the league. The feeling is, oh, well, if we just get somebody else to come in, things will change. That is not how this usually works. And when you trade for Carl Anthony Towns, and then in the biggest of games, it comes out that, hey, you really can't play him defensively. He's not very good on that end of the floor. Well, gee, who signed off on that type of move? So I'm as curious as anybody, not only to see who they hire, but how things go a year from right now with that team. But to finally pull that team out of the doldrums of the league and to get the interest and intensity around them again, and then to fire the guy that made that happen, that is a gigantic risk. And that's why for so long, the Knicks have been the Knicks that continue to make the wrong choice.
Well, I'll tell you what, Pelicans fans here would love to bring in Thibodeau to end up being the new head coach of the Pelicans, but this organization seems like they're committed to Willie Green. Were you surprised that Joe Dumars, you know, coming in, decided to keep Willie around?
Very much. Very much. And I like Willie. I've watched his career grow through the years, but when you're that bad, guys, as we know.
Right.
How many times have executives come in and, oop, let's turn the page. Everybody's cleared out. You start fresh. For Dumars to come in and go, yeah, we're going to stay the course and see what happens. Okay. But again, and I think that it's a point that is very well taken, and I feel like we can reassess this in 8 months or so and see where the Pels are at. If it comes out that, hey, this isn't going to work and they need to move on from Willie Green, the guy, there is one guy I would go hire, and it's Tom Thibodeau. Because if he has proven anything in all three of those stops as a head coach, this is a culture changer. Now, Amen. The second part to this is you need very, very good players who buy into the system. It's why, guys, I'm still in some kind of disbelief on top of the Tibbs stuff that Zion is sitting there at the lottery as the representative for the Pelicans. Because I'm thinking, okay, you got to move on from Zion. You've got to turn the page. It just didn't work the way everybody wanted. You trade him for whatever you can get. You move on. They didn't do it, and they're still not doing it. Right. And to put him out there publicly tells me and everybody else, hey, we're committed to continuing to see where this can go. Well, guess what? It's not going anywhere because you can't trust him to be out there on the floor. But the more you try to live in dreamland as a pro sports team, especially a team that has not had success the way the Pels have not had much of anything in these last few years, you get what you get. And when you make those kind of decisions, well-meaning they may be, you can't tell me that we're not sitting here a year from now going, well, why didn't the Pels clean house when Dumars came in? Maybe he's getting that decision made for him from above, from ownership on a different level, but I think it's the wrong one no matter who's making it.
So before we get into the Zion stuff, because I do think it's interesting, the one crazy part about this to me, about committing to Willie Green for another year, is that for one, he's on the hot seat entering 2025, and I don't think there's any question about that. The guy in his career has a 148-180 coaching record, and we see the second part of this is all the great coaches that have been moved on from in the last 12 months. We're talking about Mike Brown, who got the Sacramento Kings to the playoffs for the first time in like 20 years. We're talking about Mike Malone, who won the 2023 NBA Finals. You know, Tom Thibodeau, who took the Knicks to back-to-back 50-win seasons and their first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. All of these coaches have been fired. And it just feels like the NBA cycles through coaches like nobody else. And it's just questionable as far as the job security that Willie Green seems to have. They're giving him the mulligan for last year, 21-61. But all of the injury issues, they're kind of letting him run it back for the 2025 season. It just doesn't feel like the league that happens very often in.
And that's why it's so surprising, because, Charlie, to exactly the point, the NBA more than any league right now is just completely a players' league. The players have the power. The players are making the most money. If the player is unhappy with coach, teammate, especially the star players, those people are gone. So I guess if you're Willie in this case, you're thinking, all right, Dumars is giving me the mulligan. But clearly when you're talking to the players, they must have some level of respect for him, because they easily could have moved on. But it does make me feel bad for him in this sense. If you have any kind of slip up early on next year, it's all over with. So, I mean, he's on the hottest seat that there could be in that regard. But to the more overarching point about the league, the players have all the power, period. This is not a time when ownership or anybody else can flex any kind of muscle, because they don't have it anymore, certainly not the way they might have 25, 30 years ago. The players make the decisions, and this goes back to the Tibbs conversation, but I can only guess at this point that Leon Rose and James Dolan heard something from the players that would lead them to believe maybe this isn't the guy that we want moving forward. Okay, that's the decision that you make. But I think the track record over the last few seasons is that when you make that kind of change for a team that's had lots of success, and the Bulls are the case in point there, and you think, all right, we're going to bring in a coach who's going to run a better offense, or who's going to be less of a yeller or a taskmaster, good luck, because it just doesn't happen. So tying it all back together, as far as the league goes, when you don't have that power and the players have all that power and you don't have the players that are out there playing at a star level night after night, you just don't have much of a chance to win these days.
Insider Call is brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Looking at these NBA finals, about to crank up tomorrow in the Oklahoma City. Sorry, the Thunder taking on the Indiana Pacers. Do we have a chance at this being an interesting series, you think? Or are the OKC Thunder just going to, you know, slice and dice their way through this Pacers squad?
We have a very, very small chance. To me, the Thunder, if they don't mess around at all, should win this series in about five games.
Yeah.
The Pacers are a very nice team. Halliburton and Siakam are a dangerous double threat. They're getting better as a group, and they should be celebrating the heck out of the fact that they got to this point. But as far as, do you really believe the Indiana Pacers can win four games off one of the better defensive teams we've seen in a while, and the team with the MVP and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? I don't, guys. I don't think it's going to be all that close. I know there's so much talk around this series. All right, or people are going to watch, and are people going to be into what's going on game to game? I personally don't think so, because I'm listening to my friends who are casual observers of the league, and they're going, Pacers Thunder? Are you kidding me?
Right.
I think the basketball is going to be just fine. I just don't think the series is going to last to draw in those people who may not watch night to night already. So it's a weird time for the league. It's a good time if you're Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to show everybody, hey, I'm this good on the biggest of stages. But as far as will it be competitive or not, I don't think so.
The Vegas betting odds back you up, Nick. I mean, the Pacers are gigantic underdogs in this series. And as you mentioned, Oklahoma City's defense is just suffocating. I saw the stat that their plus-minus and turnover differential is historic. And it's blowing like the second-best team, which was the 2019 Raptors that won it all, out of the water. They force so many turnovers, they take care of the ball, and they just suffocate you. When they get these double-digit leads, you don't have a chance to come back. And I know that the Pacers have the three-point shooting. They have a bunch of assassins on that team. But at the same time, it just feels like OKC, you know, there's a reason that Vegas has the odds set the way they are. And, you know, my question to you is, if the Pacers do, in fact, pull off this upset, where would it kind of rank for you as far as biggest finals upsets of the last few years? Because with OKC taking out Denver in the second round, Denver felt like the team that could have beat them in seven games. And then they move on and they smoke Minnesota. It just feels like it's their crowning moment right now.
It really does. And I think when we look back on history, this is the opening of the OKC window, which, guys, that is a sentence I never thought I'd utter to begin with, because I didn't think a team in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, was going to be not only the tops of the league right now, but potentially for the next five, 6 years. But that's where we are. As far as a comparison, if the Pacers were able to pull this off, I mean, the biggest stunner in recent times is still probably Cleveland coming back from that 3-1 deficit to the Warriors in the midst of the run that they had just started. And maybe you'd go back to like Dallas and Miami. So many people, 11, but LeBron and Bosh and Wade were just going to roll. And then here comes Dirk and that team finds a way to win. But I don't think there's anything that's even that close right now. The Thunder on paper are just better. They're just better in every area seemingly than where the Pacers are. And I just hope as somebody who professional livelihood is tied to the league on some level, I just hope it's a better series than what I and many others think, because these two teams on the surface are not that evenly matched. And people who have not seen the Thunder and don't know how good they are, they're going to find out in a hurry here soon.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm glad you brought up the Miami and Dallas series back from, what was it, 2012? Or 2011, one of the two. But that series is really fascinating. Rick Carlisle, you know, the coach of the Mavericks that series, now the coach of the Indiana Pacers. So he's kind of used to, I guess, being the gigantic underdog in the NBA Finals. I just don't think they have the horses, Nick. I mean, maybe I'm proven wrong and they shoot the lights out a couple different games and they steal home court back and they're able to protect it. But at the same time, OKC, the factor of home court advantage, they've been unstoppable at home. You know, the Thunder crowd is a factor. We talk about the best home court advantages in the NBA. I think it's underrated, especially when you see it in postseason action. But outside of like that one game one, I think where Aaron Gordon won in the Western Conference semifinals, he hit that game winner. I don't think OKC has dropped a game at home in this postseason run. And I think that's going to play a big role as well.
Completely. And as far as home court advantages go in the NBA, I don't see a bigger one usually than being there with all those Thunder fans who are just rabid guys. I mean, if for those who have not been able to go to a game, and I don't see anybody racing to Oklahoma City to go hang out and spend some time, although it's a nice place, it's just a raucous environment. It's like a college atmosphere. People go there and they just go mental for that team. And there's always excitement around what's happening. It's been that way since they got there. It's even more that way with a team that's on the verge of winning a title and having a reign in the league now. So I think that part is something really fascinating to watch moving into this series, and certainly as we get closer to them potentially clinching, I think it's going to be the loudest building we've seen in the league in a long time.
And before we let you run, Nick, I know we've talked to you ad nauseum about this for years now with the Zion Williamson thing, but as part of Rod Walker's story on NOLA.com, Joe Dumars' assessment of Zion Williamson, quote, "I've had some real honest conversations with him. He's going to continue to be a focal point here as we go forward." I don't know how many times you have to say the same thing over and over again, Nick, but it just feels like a mistake. It's 6 years that he's been in the NBA, heading into year seven, and he's only broken the 30-game played barrier twice in those 6 years. The unavailability of Zion Williamson will just always hamper his ceiling here, and it's up to him to reach it. I just don't know if he's going to do it.
Well, Charlie, what it reminds me of is like when you turn on the local news and it says like file footage, and you're like, I've seen this clip over and over, whatever it may be. Hearing that quote and knowing that Dumars is starting fresh in this job, but going back in time, I feel like you could have pulled that exact quote from David Griffin. You could have pulled that exact quote for years. Oh, well, Zion, we're going to do everything we can to build around him, and he's going to be here, and he's a piece that we believe in. Good luck. Good luck. If you have shown time and again that you can't be out on the floor, then what in the world is going to change now? I don't buy that anything's going to be different. I think it's fool's gold for the Pelicans to try and twist the narrative any other direction other than it's time to move on. And as usual with Zion, only time will tell, but count me in the group that would be shocked if anything changes at this point in his career.
Nick, always appreciate your time, man. Thanks so much, and enjoy the games, the start of the finals tomorrow. Hopefully it gets extended, but I'm with you too. I'm thinking this looks like a OKC in five.
I am with you completely. I can't wait to talk to y'all about it, and I always enjoy being with you.
Thanks, Nick.
That was Odyssey NBA Sports Insider. Nick Friedell, Insider Calls brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Man, oh man, Charlie, that's not the most glowing things you want to hear about Zion Williamson. And obviously there's huge allegations currently against him that have to be taken seriously, whatever you may think could be behind the scenes. But on the court, off the court, there's just nothing been stable with Zion Williamson.
Nick has been steadfast in that take, by the way.
He's been steadfast, right.
He said it over the past couple years. It's just like Zion continues to prove people right for the wrong reasons, unfortunately. And they continue to commit to him. I mean, we'll see what happens, and you can hope that it will be different, but until he proves otherwise, what else can you really expect?
We can expect to take a break here on Sports Talk. You can sound off on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. It's 504-260-1870. Talking about Saints, NBA playoffs, Zion, whatever you like, a big mixed bag. We'll be right back with more of Sports Talk right after this on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Stanley Cup Final gets in action tonight. The NBA Finals tomorrow, but I know what you're all waiting for. WWL, your home for LSU in the Baton Rouge Super Regional this weekend at Alec Box Stadium. This is LSU's 17th appearance in the Super Regionals and 13th time that they'll be hosting. Tigers will take on West Virginia Mountaineers in this best of three series. First game, Saturday, 1 o'clock, pregame 12:30, then game 2 Sunday at 5 with a pregame of 4:30, and if necessary, that will be a decisive game 3 Monday with a time to be announced. You can catch all the exciting LSU baseball action presented by our Tiger baseball loving sponsors, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Louisiana Dental Center, Hooters, Cummins, First American Bank, and Niquad and Sunseri Law Firm. All weekend long here on WWL and the free Odyssey app, go Tigers.
You know, Steve, I was listening to Chris Blair's interview with Dave Cohen the other day. I think it was Tuesday. So it was the day after, you know, the big come from behind victory over Little Rock. And Chris had a really good point that this isn't, you know, a Cinderella team like a Murray State or someone that came out of a regional unexpectedly. West Virginia's legit. They're fantastic. And they were the Big 12 regular season champions. I know that they kind of closed the year a little bit questionable, and that's why they weren't a host. But this is a team that's going to come in and challenge LSU this weekend. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. Because we, as we've said, you know, you feel good about having those two ace pitchers at the box. At the same time, West Virginia putting up almost 8 runs a game. They're going to be challenged this weekend.
Yeah, and curious to see that maybe that scare that LSU got against Little Rock, and we saw those bats finally wake up and get going, if that continues on. We need that momentum, especially that bear coming out of hibernation.
Yeah.
Jared Jones is going to be needed big time and to make it to Omaha.
It's like we've said a lot, you know, that 5-run mark is the magic number for LSU. When they break 5 runs scored, they are very, very difficult to beat. Granted, West Virginia's got a good pitching staff too, so they're going to be a tough test for the Tiger Bats this weekend as well.
Taking a break for top of the hour news, we'll come back with Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak and also talk to Glenn West, writer for Go247.com. Be back with more sports talk. Stay tuned after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.